is the Diva of Love, Life Empowerment Coaching. And today, Susie, you want to answer the question, do we wear our past?
Yes. You know, we've spoken a lot about, you know, leaving our past in the past and moving forward. But sometimes I heard this term recently. It really resonated with me. Do we wear our past? That we wear it. It's in full view of everyone. It dictates everything that we do and everything that we say. You know, when we've experienced pain or trauma or even challenging situation, which we all do,
right?
You know, we can hold on to it longer than we need to because it's what we know. You know, we're comfortable there, even if it causes us unhappiness, causes us pain or suffering. We still wear it. We continuously give it power and we feed it until we wear it. It becomes part of who we are. And that's something that is not empowering and something I want to encourage people to maybe, you know, remove that outer layer and see what's shining underneath.
Okay.
You know, because when our past defines us, it allows us to be the person which brings with it sympathy. You know, wearing it has some sort of use for us, right? You know, people feel sorry for us. People have compassion,
right.
You know, even protection. You know, these things happen to you in your past. People want to protect you from it happening again, or you want to protect others. It serves us. It's why we keep it around. Instead of growing, it stunts your growth, holding on to this and wearing this like heavy coat of our past.
It's almost a white flag that we're waving. Help, 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 help. And people do. They come running for your help, but they keep you in that place. They comfort you, but are they actually helping move you along?
No, and it feels good to be comforted, right?
Sure.
It feels good. Look, when I'm like sad little girl, all these people come to protect me.
Yep.
And it feels good. You know, so it's something that we need to kind of realize in ourselves. Like just like we choose to hold on, we can likewise choose to let go and move forward.
Right.
It doesn't negate your experience, but it gives it some meaning. You know, you can take back your power and change that narrative. It takes time, but, you know, eventually you'll be able to treat yourself to a new wardrobe instead of wearing your past all the time. What doesn't want a new wardrobe, right? You know, put a beautiful glowing coat on instead of that dark, dingy one that's you're holding on to so tightly.
I love that. We all need more glitter in our wardrobe, Susie. Make that your post-it note. Please make that your post-it note.
I am more than my past, and I'll wear glitter.
a modified on-the-spot post-it note. I am more than my past. You're a great coach, Susan. You've got just a plethora of articles and information and videos, etc. You've been doing this a long, long time. And people can reach out if they just want to pick your ear and you know, book you for an hour or you know, several sessions. They can do that online. It's so easy. Where do they go?
DivaOfLove.com.
And I should also mention, get your copy of Susie's Empowerment Journal there as well. It's free and it is so useful. Thank you, Susie. We'll talk again tomorrow.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.